So I'm joined in the studio by a grassroots guitar band, the Bracknell. I've played them on the show before with a track called Good to the Bone, which I've played out several times, which is amazing. I'm joined in the studio by Jack and George, who are from the band, and the debut album, Going Nowhere Fast, is out now. So good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
How polite is that? So tell us about what you do in the band.
I'm Jack, I sing and play a bit of guitar.
And I'm George and I play bass.
Now, the ones that are missing are Eddie, Dan and Harry.
Yes. Yep.
Because they refuse to come in. They didn't want to come into the studio.
Too big time for it.
How did you guys all get together?
Been going for a long while, really. Me and Dan, sort of, this was our first band, really. We started it years and years ago. And then we kicked people out along the way and we found someone better. George was in the studio that we were rehearsing in. And so George came in, and then Harry's my brother, so that sort of worked. And Eddie's just a bit of a madman. He plays 58 instruments. Mm. Give him an oboe, he'll give you Stairway to Heaven. So we've got to get him in.
Yeah. And obviously you can't boot your brother out.
That's exactly it, yeah. We booked our first gig, you know, when we played guitar and drums and bass for about 2 weeks, and we just thought, let's just do it, let's just jump in. So we all learned together, like we all sort of got up to the standard together, and then we were lucky enough, people like George had been playing long before us, we sort of catching up to him there.
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of we all met a rehearsal studio called the White Rooms, which my uncle owned.
Shameless plug, George.
Yeah, shameless plug.
Get in there.
And so I'm a bit younger than the other guys, so when I've sort of been down there since I was, of course, I was about 9 years old. And then as I got older and I started playing bass, I was in a couple of other bands with a couple of the other guys. And then eventually a space came up in the Bracknell and I joined.
Him.
Yeah.
How comes it's the Bracknell? Is it somebody's surname?
It's not really.
Where's it come from?
I honestly couldn't tell you. It comes from this 15 years ago. It was like a real... We booked a gig, game time decision, what we're going to be called, and it must have been in the news or something, and it's just stuck.
Yeah. It's a
we
good name.
We spell it differently though, so yes. we've maintained a bit of originality.
Yes, you definitely have. I did notice that actually. Yeah. It's with the N-A-L-L at the end. Yeah, that's the one. Because normally bands have to sit round, don't they? They go, oh, I'm not calling it that, I don't like that. But you didn't do any of that, it's just like, done.
Nah, we've probably had about 4 hours since we started 10 years ago. Always me and the drummer Dan, but past that.
Oh, drummers, they're a nightmare. Now, how do you guys write together? Do you, Jack, start stuff on the guitar and get some melodies or lyrics, or do you go down and you jam as a band?
It's all different, really, isn't it? I mean, we all come from different places. I suppose there's some that would have started with me and a guitar, some with Harry, the other guitarist, on it, and a guitar. Some with George, where George has gone, I've got this little bass lick and we'll just get in and jam. It's all over the place, really.
Yeah.
It evolved. It used to be sort of someone coming in with a song, here we go, play this, play that. But as we've all got good and our egos are giant, we all want to do our own bit.
Lyrics. Are you the person who does the main lyrics in the band?
I am, yeah. So, I have a go at it.
So what for you has been, like, I always ask the musicians is, what is the lyric where you went, oh my, that's a brilliant lyric. How did
we'd
I get that?
We'd be here all day. We'd be here all day.
I like the confidence.
No, tough one. I like a lot of them on the album, probably. The one that I'll always like, I don't know, I feel like when we sing it live, I love, is we've got a tune called I Don't Understand It, and the verse to that, I won't bore you with it, but yeah, if you listen to the album, the first verse of I Don't Understand It, I always like those ones.
Yeah, go and buy music. That's what we like here to we hear go. From a musician. Don't just download it. But talking about downloads, on that track, you've had 100,000 streams. Is it over that now?
Yeah, it's climbing. It's been mad the last sort of few months. That was the first tune that we really punted, you know. That was the first one that we really got a video together during lockdown and just whacked it out there. And that's the one that sort of took, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of. We sort of, that's like the catalyst for sort of the start of the campaign for the album, weren't it, really?
Mm. You know, it's the first single off the album. Then we got management, like new management, sort of, I don't know, maybe 18 months, 2 years ago. Maybe a bit longer than that, actually. Based up here, actually, called Hookings Management. And they're real good with it. They sort of opened our eyes a little bit to all that. But that's the good thing about having them.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of, we can stand and look cool and they can just take photos.
Which is always the way. Now, you've got your debut album. How long did it take you to get the album together? Because that is out now, Going Nowhere Fast, which is a debut. How many tracks are on it
lovely,
for a start?
What a pro you are. That is fantastic. It took us a while, didn't it? I suppose we didn't really know if we were writing an album to start with, so you just start writing tunes, didn't you?
Yeah, we were just kind of getting ideas together, weren't we, to start off with, and it sort of materialised eventually. It just kind of... Yeah, I think we just kept building up a repertoire of it, and then eventually we sort of realised we have enough tunes. It was like we could probably do an album here.
How come you didn't go down the EP route?
We've done EPs going before, but for me, I don't know, I'm still from the era where, like, a record, like an album was important, and I wanted that on our sort of, on our, was it repertoire, you know? Like, I love the idea of an album, 1 to 10, listening to it as it's supposed to be listened.
Exactly, and this is why when you buy an album, you must listen to it from the first song to the end, because the band or artist spends so much time going, that song links into this one, goes into this one, goes into this
Absolutely,
one. It's not like you just do it off the top of your head, is it?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, we've got hundreds of notes splattered around with 1,500 different track listings, and for me that was, it's important. I'm not sure, you know, if we'll jump straight back into another album, we may go down the EP route, but I think we all wanted that bit of do it right in a record, recording a record, releasing a record, you know.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk more about your CDs, we're going to talk more about festivals and the merchandise and all the rest of it, but you're going to play live.
I'm going to have a go.
He's already played a little bit live off air, and it's fantastic. So tell us about the track, Jack. And that was quite good. Tell us about the track, Jack. And this is on your new album.
Record, yeah. This is on the album. It's a single we released a little while ago. It's called Fell by the Wayside.
Tonight, if you say you like you mean it. Jack. Oh, come on. Come on, Joel, give me a round of applause. That was amazing.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, the band is finished now. She's going to be called Jack Bracknell going on. I'm kidding. But it's a really powerful song. And the thing about a good song is when it's just done with vocal and guitar, you know you've got a good song. So that is really, really hooky. Do you get people, because I was sitting here, I've not heard that, so I'm starting to go to join in. So do you get that, because you've done a lot of festivals, you get people joining in with stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty mad actually, wasn't it, when you go to the festivals and the amount of people that you see, like, you know, in your t-shirts and singing it back at you. It's good, it's lovely, and then afterwards you get a lot of people sort of coming over and wanting to chat, so it's nice to know that they're going somewhere, you know.
And how many festivals
that
you done?
Like single anyway, didn't it?
Yes, it does, definitely, yeah.
Did three this year?
Four festivals, yeah. Mm. And then we're sort of all gearing up now to the end of the year. We've got a big gig.
Where's your gig going to be? Is it in Essex or London?
It's at the Underworld in Camden.
Yeah,
in London. 3rd of December.
And so, how many tickets have you got to sell?
We've very, very nearly sold out. So
wow.
Anyone listening that fancies a bit? Down to the last sort of like 10% really. So
brilliant.
Yeah, it's going well.
Excellent. So what is that kind of going to be, not really a launch, because obviously the debut album's out now, but you'll be there sort of playing the whole album, and are there going to be other tracks there as well?
Yeah, I mean we haven't even
come a bit nearer, Jack.
Yet. Sorry, we haven't even gone through all that yet.
Yeah.
But we'll play the majority. We play a lot of the album, and you know we're at the minute we're sort of looking at getting in and starting to write again, so possibly if we have anything that we love, you may get a bit of that as well.
So what date is that gig?
It's the 3rd of December.
3rd of December.
I'm glad you knew that. I'll blank it.
George knows everything. Yeah. Like, I'm going straight on the case. When we talked, George, when I met you a couple of weeks ago, you were saying about how it's gone crazy for CDs. Now, CDs are not really your generation. They're my generation. It was like, oh, a CD. Mm. Now nobody really has CD players, but what people do is they buy the vinyl, or they buy the CDs because they want to support the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Because recording costs, obviously, if you've got management, you're paying for, you know, buying new equipment. It all costs money. Otherwise, it'll only be rich people that could ever afford to be musicians. So it's important that people buy if they want to support a band.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the numbers with the CDs, because it's gone absolutely mad, hasn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, we really appreciate it as well. I mean, it's nice as well to have, you know, as an attachment, you have like a physical copy of something, and it's more personalised and more, it's nice rather than just having it on, you know, Spotify and that, which is, it will be all well and good, but we did a run a while ago, with the initial album launch, we sold quite a lot, and we did a run a while ago that was about 200-250, and we did one a couple of weeks ago,
that
done about another 200-250.
Yeah.
We must have sold nearly 1,000.
Yeah, it's got to be going on that now, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. We're getting well too big for our...
but that's good, because all the money can go back into more recording and writing.
Absolutely.
And otherwise, it's because you do work outside of doing this as well.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
You know, we have to. I mean, and everything we get, you know, pumps into this, really.
Yeah.
So that sort of... That bit you can get back from things like CDs and vinyls and T-shirts goes a long way, you know.
Yeah. And you've got a lot of merch as well, which is really good.
Yep, yeah, all on the website, all on there.
We are good.
Yeah,
we are, also, bro. You're so setting us up.
What,
knocking them.
What's the website?
It is www.thebracknellshop.com, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's it. Oh, .shop is one of them.
Okay.
It's on all the Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, and like Linktree drop down menu.
But I will put all that onto the website. Don't worry, a little bit later.
Thank you very much.
So the debut album is out now, Going Nowhere Fast. You've just heard Jack singing in the studio, and that's just acoustically with the whole band. They are absolutely amazing. And so you get to hear the whole band. We're going to end the interview with the track called Good to the Bone. Tell us about this track.
You've had it for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, this has been a tune that we've had for a long while, and it went through a load of different... a load of different versions. It start again. That was one that starts with an acoustic, and you sort of build from there. And then we got in the studio, and it's one of them ones that came together real quick. It really was one night. We had it like fantastic, and then when we went and recorded the album, you know, we wanted to do a bit of justice, so we got the strings and stuff, and we went the full nine yards on it, and obviously buzzing with how it came out.
And you've got a video as well, haven't you? You've got the video for that one.
Yeah, video's just come out as well.
About a month ago, was it?
Yeah.
Came out for that.
Whose parents is in the video?
That's my mum and dad.
Right. Did you just say to him, can you come down here for a couple of hours?
Yeah, well, we stitched them up a bit. Said to me, mother, yeah, you'll be all right. Like, you know, you're in it for 2 minutes. She got down and realised she was the main character.
Yeah.
But it was a free bar, so she was fine.
All right.
Yeah. Great spokesman as well, Karen Kev. Always up for a party.
And if you go and have a look on Facebook, whether you go onto Instagram, you're on TikTok yet? Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm always asking, aren't you?
I don't think we are, no.
It's mad. It's good for a good thing. I always say to all the musicians, it's great. It's kind of got the rawness that Instagram had at the beginning. Mm. So, because it's not so full of ads, but I love it. It's the weird and the wonderful. You'll build up a fan base like so quickly.
We are both those things, so
this is it, yeah.
That's alternative names away from, thanks very much to George and to Jack. We're going to end with the track, which is called Good to the Bone. And if you want to find out more, check out the Bracknell. It's Bracknall.
That's the one.
There we go. Thanks very much. Great live performance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Right, here we go. This is Good to the Bone.